Let's get back now to a story that we've been paying a lot of attention to, the Zika outbreak in Brazil. But that's not where it started.
In French Polynesia, they estimate that more than half of the 270,000 people who live there caught Zika. So it was a huge outbreak.
That's Karen Weintraub. She's a science writer who recently returned from the islands of French Polynesia, which had a Zika outbreak in 2013.
That outbreak there was the first time anybody had really noticed that Zika could be a problem. And the same strain is what we're seeing now in Brazil. So it probably arrived in Brazil via French Polynesia.
More than half the population got it.
Right. And oddly, Zika is an infection that you might have and not know that you have. Something like 80%, they think, of people who have it don't know. The rest have real super itchy arms. People talk to me about like ripping at their arms for days, blood red eyes, and fever, and just feeling really lousy.
So a lot of the same symptoms that we're seeing in South America and Brazil especially. What about microcephaly?
So they didn't notice it at the time, but once it popped up in Brazil, the French Polynesians went back and looked at their records, and they did find 12 pregnancies with suspected microcephaly. 9 of those women aborted, and 3 were born with microcephaly.
You met some patients also with Guillain-Barré. Explain what that is.
Guillain-Barré is an illness that can follow other illnesses. So stomach bugs can cause it. The flu can cause it. And it's an autoimmune overreaction. The body overreacts to the virus. And it causes paralysis starting from the feet and going up. One guy said he got paralyzed within 2 minutes from the bottom up.
Incredible.
And it can affect respiration, breathing. So it can be lethal. If you get to a hospital and on respiration quickly enough, you can survive. But it can have lifelong consequences.
And it's also being discovered in South America, correct?
Correct. And French Polynesia was the first place they saw Guillain-Barré. They normally get a small handful a year of cases. They had 42 in 4 months during the Zika outbreak. So they were pretty sure there was a connection. It's now in 6 South American countries that are having Zika outbreaks.
So how did Zika jump from Tahiti to South America?
Nobody knows. Before it was in Tahiti, they know that 7 years earlier it was in Micronesia, which is on the other side of the international dateline from French Polynesia. They assume it kind of wandered around the islands for a few years. They know it was in Easter Island in between. There's about a year break between the end of the outbreak in French Polynesia and the arrival in Brazil.
So, Karen, most of us, when we think Tahiti, French Polynesia, we think the French painter Paul Gauguin, but also Marlon Brando, who bought a small atoll 20 miles from Tahiti. His family still owns this exclusive resort there. But I gather some of those resources that they brought in and have also helped to fight Zika. What's going on in Planet Brando?
So there's an experimental mosquito eradication program on this island. You know, when you're spending $2,600 a night for a hotel, you don't really want to be bothered by mosquitoes. So the resort is contributing to the effort to completely eradicate mosquitoes. And they're doing it in a really interesting way. By infecting males with a bacteria, they can sterilize the males. So they're not killing mosquitoes, but they're ending the population. They've been very successful so far. It's not clear how often they'll have to do it. One of the problems with mosquito eradication programs is mosquitoes come back.
Right.
They're like cockroaches. They will survive Armageddon, and people keep bringing them there. So it's very hard to completely eradicate.
The sterile male mosquito program, how widespread is that?
Right now, there are a couple of areas around the world where they're testing it, this Marlon Brando's island being one of them. Again, that one's going to be a very expensive effort to completely get rid of them. It'll be isolated. It might benefit rich people more than the population. But in places like French Polynesia, the rich people are the economy. And so it really does help everybody if you're helping the tourists.
What about the rest of the world and other strategies to deal with this?
Essentially, killing mosquitoes with spraying is difficult, expensive, and doesn't work long term. I mean, South America had eradicated these Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, but they've come back. So there are different efforts. One of them is genetic engineering. Can we genetically engineer mosquitoes to be sterile, for instance? And that's being tested in several places. It's also very expensive, so it could be difficult to scale up to a worldwide level.
So for the poor people of the world, what hope do they have for kind of not having mosquitoes around them with these terrible diseases?
The sterile males eradicate the population. If you infect the females with the same bacteria, it somehow blocks the ability of the females to transmit these diseases.
Mm.
So it won't get rid of the mosquitoes. They'll still be pesky around you, but they won't transmit disease. And so there are folks all over the world, actually, in Australia and Asia and a little bit in Brazil, are testing an effort to infect mosquitoes ideally worldwide, with this bacteria that will prevent them from becoming vectors of disease. And that seems to be the most cost-effective way of doing it, but it hasn't been tested on a really large scale yet.
Karen Weintraub is a science reporter. Her stories about Zika in French Polynesia appear in STAT, an online health publication. Karen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're with The World.